I believe in following your dreams. Mom, you can't control what I want to learn. But do you know how many people get that degree? Well, Mom, I know, but I think I can do it. So is everyone else in this world. Most aren't. They don't even have jobs. But Mom, I am, I can, and I will. Throughout my life, I have chased my dream of performing arts, whether it was forcing myself through an audition or spending hours practicing a song just for fun. It's something I've always done and always fought for. Performing is my passion, and it's something I love to do. My mom told me that instead of following my dream, I should get into cybersecurity. I am proud on how far my voice has gotten, and so to be told I shouldn't follow my progress into a career, you can imagine, I would be furious. For 3 days, I fought with my mom. She told me, if anything, cybersecurity was getting bigger and bigger, just like the medical field. But it angered me so much that, after she knew how much I worked, she just told me something completely different from what she knew I wanted. She told me, since I'm good with strategy and crime, I should think about it. Automatically, it turned into a fight. Sure, I loved being on the computer, but it was something I'd never even consider. It wasn't my passion. At times, she sets fire through my veins. She basically told me I wasn't good enough, that I couldn't make it. It was an insult to me, and I couldn't stand it. Instead of what I think her intention was to put me down, I've been working harder and harder, posting more and more music online. I even made her think I want to take piano for fun, but I thought it could help me in my music. I thought it could help me learn and advance in what I already knew. I know if I don't fight back whenever she mentioned the word college, she would never give in. I understand she wants the best for me, but this is a war for my education. It was a battle against the only person who could truly give it to me. At the moment, we were at a temporary peace, but I know that the next time she brings it up and thinks I will back down and let her walk all over me like a rug, I will fight. I will use my voice to get my dream. I'll make sure I show her my dream in my eyes, in my point of view. The eyes of someone whose heart will wither and die if it can't be happy with what it shall do its entire life. The first battle, she won, but it's a war I must win.